intro.
Yeah.
and a good morning or afternoon, depending upon where you're located. This is Dr. Kelly Royce, and I'm hosting the Grand Jury Reawakening. Thanks to the support of Republic Broadcasting Network, and it is my little requirement here that you do support RBN, because I'm here begging and borrowing, but thou shalt not steal. And thank you for your support of RBN. This is the June 29th edition of the Grand Jury Reawakening. And today, well, most days, I do totally come unglued and delaminate and try to cover this immense field of facts, the findings of facts, the conclusion of law, and how to wake up all 58 foremen out there on the California grand jury, and the under 20 grand jury foremen in Nevada counties next door in that big state. And I'm here to clear up some of the myths and fabrications and confusion and combination that people have been suffering under, and get your pens, papers, crayons, markers ready, and I'm going to go over a really cool evidence sort of flow chart. Really simple. We're just going to take an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, fold it into fours, and we'll continue in a little bit. But the most important thing for me to do as a former member of the Nevada County Grand Jury is to give you the facts and to clear up the confusion. And I'm going to try to keep it as much of a family show as I can, because I'm hoping that you're going to get to be spending this week and this weekend and next weekend with your posterity, and you're going to teach them these wonderful things that typically it's grandparents, aunts, uncles. Every once in a while you'll be blessed with a good dad, and or maybe stepdad, that will teach you these things. And so I just want to let you know that there is no such thing as a citizen's grand jury or a some oft-confused common law grand jury. So the way that I'm going to clear up those myths are with these facts. So do bear with me, and thank you for joining. And grab your pen and paper, teach your family, teach your friends. And this is an admonishment to the California grand jury foremen that have just been selected, appointed, chosen, seated. You've been sworn in. Your training is coming up in July, and I'm just going to talk to you like the boss. So pardon me if I get a little Tinkerbell-ish. You know, 'tis not all about me, but it is about the people of the great California Republic, the Golden State, and my buddies next door in the Silver State, and then the Lone Star State, Texas. They got it together first. Dude, they're first through. They're gold medal winners on their grand jury reawakening. So here we go. I'm going to be discussing the Fifth Amendment in a little bit of detail here during this first portion of the show. And I'll save the color, cut, and paste for the last segment, and give you time to get your supplies together during the breaks, and I'll be doing the same. So here we go. The Fifth Amendment protection and the Fifth Amendment right. So number five, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when an actual service in time of war or public danger semicolon, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, semicolon, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, semicolon, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. So the most important things in the Fifth Amendment right are the capital or infamous crimes, unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury. Those are both capitalized, but of course they're not in all caps, meaning not all capitals. So, let's see, and then my rights are not civil liberties. They're not, you know, they are inherent rights. I inherited my rights when I was conceived on Valentine's Day weekend. That would have been in 1963. And it's pretty easy to do the math, figure out when you were conceived. Or just go to some, you know, go ask a good doctor. They'll tell you. And so I also wanted to give you an exploded view of the word due process. And I will do this as often as I can, because you deserve to know the facts so that you can act on the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. So let's talk about due process a little bit here. And you can draw flashcards, make your own flow charts, draw pictures, depending upon your learning type. We have the visual learners, the auditory learners, the kinesthetic learners, those are the movers and the shakers, and there are also combination learners, and there are wonderful types of classical, baroque, non-vocal music. When you're writing a paper, you put on that Mozart, Ein kleine Nacht music, and do it when you're studying. Do it when you're writing, and you'll see your brain work together as the whole brain through the corpus callosum. The hemispheres come together. Okay, now that we've covered the Fifth Amendment, I'm going to turn the page. Oh, let's just go over the Sixth Amendment. It's right here, because we're talking about criminals, and we've seen a lot of those lately, haven't we? In the cities, in the counties, in the states. They're literally imploding and spontaneously combusting. And it's beautiful because it's happening on camera. And I'm going to go make some videos with Will Wagner and maybe even another one with Jerry Day, because it's absolutely necessary. So here we go. Sixth Amendment with about 5 minutes to go. In all... Okay, let me go back to the due process. So you have, I forgot to break that out. So you have substantive due process, which are your life, your liberty, your property, your privacy. I hate a trespasser. I hate trespassing technology, such as wireless Wi-Fi, cordless cell phones, all of that crap. It is literally the bug of all bugs, because some people have paid for it. Pardon me. Let me shift gears. So there is procedural due process. So we have the two branches. We have a substantive branch and a procedural. And I would advise you to look that up, study it, let's discuss it, and turn the page. Sixth Amendment right. And I'll cover seven, probably too. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, semicolon, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, semicolon, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. And I'm going to pop over to the Seventh Amendment. The Seventh Amendment right. In suits, capital S, at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Now see these delineations, these demarcations, these separations of the various branches of our rights. It's a great big tree. It's a wonderful tree. I'd advise studying this and knowing it, because this is the most important documentation and instruction and admonishment that we have from our founding fathers, who did this by candlelight. Did it by the light of a candle. They were wise. They utilized their daylight hours and minutes and seconds very wisely. I appreciate them. I am grateful and thankful for those real men and the good women that stood by them and supported them and kept the house, kept the home fires burning, kept the good meals cooking. And if you really want to celebrate, whatever your favorite food is, whether it be seafood or land food, or air food. Get some happy, humanely healthy raised goodies and grill them up or barbecue them up, or get your hands on this cookbook called Free Range Farm Girl by Shannon Hayes. And this will teach you everything you need to know about cooking grass-fed beef, because it is an art. It is a science, and this book will give you healthy recipes from nose to tail. And my wonderful rancher, who is also friends with my new state senator, and complimented my new state senator, I just got about 90 pounds of beautiful beef, grass-fed and finished, and processed right over here at UNR. So again, whether it be, and the organs are the best part, especially grass-fed heart, the richest source of coenzyme Q10. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly Royce with the Grand Jury Reawakening, here only on RBN.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Sparrow, and I know.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I apologize for interrupting Ethel Waters there, but this is some super critical facts and information and wisdom and knowledge that I am sharing with you, and definitely this is for immediate release. This needs to go to every good man and woman, men and women in the California Republic, in the Nevada Republic, up in Oregon, up in Washington. Everybody north and west of Texas, I'm going to call you out first. And I do have, possibly, to my P.O. box, the indictment against Scott Peterson. And I'm going to get a hold of that and study it and present it to you here, hopefully exclusively on the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and thank you for the doers, the workers, the readers, the writers, the not just the hearers of these words, because they need to go out and come back with results. And I'm here to motivate you. And so what's my favorite thing? Penal code 911 here in California. That would be the oath. Penal code 911. The following oath shall be taken by each member of the grand jury. And I do solemnly swear or affirm, if you're a Quaker or an Amish, or Mennonite, I do solemnly swear before God, I do personally, that I will support the Constitution of these United States and of the California Republic, and all laws made pursuant to and in conformity therewith, I will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of this state, committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain legal evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any manner before the grand jury. I'm sorry, on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court. And there are many cross-references here. This was added by statutes in 1959 and amended by statutes 1975, effective August 22nd, 1975, and then statutes 1983. So here's the deal. To get the definition of the grand jury, it is in the Penal Code, Section 888. Boy, I'd love to see that come up on a slot machine. Just kidding. Public offenses are defined by seeing Penal Code, Section 15, and in words and phrases, remember that permanent edition of encyclopedias that you need to go visit at your law library? Words and phrases county, the Penal Code, Section 691. And so here's the deal. In respect to a research reference, there's California Criminal Law, 4th edition, Introduction to Criminal Procedure, Section 39, paneling the grand jury. So thank you. This is Dr. Kelly Royce, the Grand Jury Reawakening, only on RBN. See you on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and my engineer, my Ken engineer, is really awesome. Thank you for changing it up a little bit, and I really appreciate that. And I'm learning new classic songs that somehow I missed when I was a youngster. So thank you. pardon me, I promise to give some huge clues and facts. And so I've been promising this one for a while, and this is for immediate public release. This is sort of like a press release, if you will. And this is our press conference. So I've got a great big book here. Little kids think it's a great big book. It's called the Merck, M-E-R-C-K Index. I happen to have the 11th edition. That's the centennial edition. And got a little thank you in it and a little dedication. Let's see. Pacifica, California, Pacifica Book Company, through Big Deal Magazine and Half Moon Bay over the radio, had a giveaway. And my grandmother, Grandma Brimmer, Dorothy, was wonderful to bless me with a little gift certificate in school. Oh, pardon me, not a kitty.
Kitty, Mr. Kitty, can't go outside during the show. Gotta do this during break. Go, go, go.
Pardon me, got a cat that thinks he's a dog and he wants to go outside. Okay. So, this is like 10,000 biologicals, pharmaceuticals, and botanicals. And I would get a copy. Every home needs a copy. Doesn't matter if you're a rocket surgeon or, a jet engine mechanic. I need to learn from you. So here we go. On page 264, item number 1750, cannabidiol, or CBD, as is commonly discussed. Now, I spoke on the topic CBD on July 14th, 2014. Yeah, 7/14 is when it was. And Shane Smith, the owner of the Reno CBD dispensary, invited me to come in and speak. I didn't even know I was going to speak. I thought I was just there to learn. And then, woohoo, the greatest impromptu speech takes a lifetime to prepare. I think Mark Twain said that. So here we go, cannabidiol. Occurs in cannabis sativa, and then there's the letter L, meaning levorotatory, possibly. And then in parentheses, there's a capital C, cannabis sativa variant indica, and a moraceae, M-O-R-A-C-E-A-E. This is isolated from the cannabis extract of Minnesota wild hemp. I repeat, the best isolation of CBD comes from Minnesota wild hemp. This was patented by Dr. Adams and others. You can find it in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, number 62,196,2194. And that patent was in 1940. Here's the United States patent number. 2,304,669. Again, 2,304,669 in 1942. So here we discover where they have talked about the cardio, meaning heart protectant. It is a neuroprotectant, and it is anti-cancer. So go ahead and follow up with your research. And then there are different isomers. Cannabinol, 1751. Cannabis, 1752. And those are the ones to focus on. Page 264 of the Merck Index. Okay, and now back to cut, color, and paste. This is really important. And so this is what we can call a documentary form of evidence, and I'm going to teach you about self-authenticating evidence, which is something that will have the city or county or state seal affixed to it. And very important, super critical. So when you're requesting records from either the city, the county, a special district or the state, you definitely want their autograph and seal affixed to the document, because then it becomes self-authenticating evidence. And unrebutted documentary evidence is what sent Nixon out of the presidential office. He failed to rebut the documentary evidence against him. And so, grab any piece of paper you can and fold it in half from top to bottom, and then fold it in half from left to right. And then go ahead and unfold it. And what you'll have is one rectangle with four equal rectangles within it. And so the very top of this page, and you can do it either in a portrait or a landscape orientation, whatever type of learner you are, go ahead and conform it to serve you and your posterity and friends the best way possible. So I have titled this All Evidence across the top, just A-L-L, and then write the word evidence. And I did the second one in pencil. I was so stoked to find this chart in American jurisprudence books that I just grabbed a Sharpie and went at it. So I did, from the center of the page, I'm developed this sort of like a flow chart, and eventually it's going to contain 12 separate rectangles that are connected by various lines through the chart, and it's a flow chart, but it's not one of those, you know, crazy fancy shapes, special shapes, like it's not a balloon fiesta chart. So, again, the title of this helpful document is called All Evidence. And underneath that, a few inches down, I've got three titles, or subtitles, I guess. We're getting a little smaller here. So, one center line down. You don't have to box anything in or connect it till the end. And so on the left side, underneath all evidence, is real or tangible. So go ahead and write the word real, R-E-A-L, or tangible, T-A-N-G-I-B-L-E. I hear Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris out there. Pardon me.
Go away, you big nasty birds.
Pardon me. Okay, that's never happened before. Okay, so real or tangible is the left side. In the center, right underneath all evidence, I wrote the word testimonial, because that's what was in the chart. So T-E-S-T-I. M-O-N-I-A-L, testimonial. And then to the right side, and these are equally spaced and kind of in the same space together, that next little section down below the word all evidence on your page. So we have real or tangible on the left, testimonial in the center, and documentary to the right. The one direct connection underneath all evidence, I put a little arrow under the letter V, and then I connected real or tangible with a little line going up, and then crossing and connecting to the center under the V of evidence, and then I draw a little branch down to the word testimonial, and then a little branch down to the word documentary. Now, for part two, and this is, we're still on the top half of the page, under real or tangible, I did a connecting branch down to the next line that will split apart into two big rectangles. So it does take up the whole rest of the top half of the page. But you can just write the words first, then we'll connect the boxes at the end. So the next, these are, I'm going to give a main topic subject title and then a couple of types underneath it. So on the left side of the page is original real. So go ahead and write out the word original and then right next to it the word real. And you can even draw a line under it if that helps you. And then right underneath original real are two words, pretty long one, that substantive, substantive, and probative, that's probative. That word simply means proof, provable, probate. And so you don't want to have friends with reprobate minds. And you don't want senators with reprobate minds. Or mayors either, do we? So our job to root them out. Okay, so we have original, real, substantive, and probative on the left below real or tangible. And to the right side of the page, we have the word demonstrative or demonstrative, depending upon where you're from and how you like to relate to it. So go ahead and write the word. This will be across the page to the right side, about the same height and level as the word original real. So go ahead and write demonstrative. D-E-M-O-N, like demon, you know, since we're dealing with criminals, strative, S-T-R-A-T-I-V-E. So demonstrative or demonstrative. I can't help it. I apologize. It's reading Howard L. Beavis, you know, I turn into Beavis. Let's see. So under the word demonstrative, because that's sort of the title of this particular rectangle, we have four different items. So demonstrative evidence are maps, diagrams, photos or photographs, and videos. So, demonstrative evidence is a map, it is a diagram, it is a photograph, it is a video. Or another way of saying it, items considered demonstrative or demonstrative evidence are maps and or diagrams and or photographs and or videos. So our second group of two boxes is original real and demonstrative. Original real is substantive and probative. Demonstrative are maps, diagrams, photos, and videos. And if you have any trouble with this, I'll give you my P.O. box and voicemail number, and we'll walk through it together. Okay, the next group of boxes. And so what this does is the real or tangible box has a branch that drops down to a connecting Ranch. And I will see you on the other side of this break. And thank you so much again. This is Dr. Kelly Royce with the Grand Jury Reawakening, only on RBN.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone. Somebody must change.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and I've spoken the whole hour easily, didn't squeeze in the second half of this all evidence chart. However, these are the number from the top across, 1, 2, 3, and we've got 4 and 5 going. So I'll pick up with box number 6, and then we'll further break down substantive, non-substantive, direct, circumstantial, conclusive, go under substantive, And then under non-substantive, I'll cover corroborative, illustrative, discrediting, and impeaching. So thank you again for supporting RBN and for looking to Texas, who is the gold medal winner on the indictment by the federal grand jury. It is our duty to seek it out because it's hidden from the people. I randomly met a notary whose other half served on the federal grand jury here in the California Republic. It's an 18-month gig, and they're super accommodating to deal with, you know, the capital city traffic and all the other nonsense. And we need to seek them out, especially when we have stark raving criminals that have done the same overt act of treason. It takes two or more witnesses of the same overt act of treason. And we're seeing it now with the debates. I'll maybe pop into that subject a little bit later. But thank you, Texas. I'm looking forward to seeing that Florida has done the right thing. And California, you better wake up, you know, out of that, whatever it is, you know, come back from the dead and do the right thing. Wake out of your coma and do the right thing. There are so many criminals just robbing and pillaging and stealing the birthright and destroying the bloodline. And AT&T, Verizon, Liberty Calpeco Electric, Southwest Gas, and North Tahoe Public Utilities Districts. And did I mention Epic with Verizon and AT&T? You are trespassing with your technology. You are hereby being put on public notice. You're being publicly noticed, and the connection to the grand jury has just been linked and made for you. Now, this is a family show, but you need to get your crap together. You need to get trained up. You need to study. You need to quiz each other and yourselves, and you better make sure you know what you're doing, and you better do the good thing and the right thing. And this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein both day and night, and observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, the June 29th show. We're discussing evidence. Don't go anywhere, and thank you that we have 5 Saturdays in June so we can cover this. I will see you next week, and kick butt, eat steaks, eat beef, chicken, lamb, fish, and have a great 4th of July.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.